This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Mm-hmm. We talked about Louis Riddick, who's an ESPN analyst and a former NFL general manager, talking about Washington football team's chances in 2021, and to say that he's bullish would be a major understatement.
I love this because this came right on the heels. It was right at the same time that the Orlovsky stuff was coming out there, where you're getting some national attention here for what Washington has done here in the offseason. Remember, I told you guys are goofing on me when I told you they had an A-plus offseason. They just keep making what appears to be on paper some real significant moves. Mm-hmm. We went through Orlovsky yesterday. Here's Riddick. This team is for real. To me, they're the clear-cut favorites in the East. Mm-hmm. Clear-cut, it's not even a question.
So it's not even going to be close. That's the way he's portraying it.
Here's what he says. The truth is, they've got players all over the place. They've got players at wide receiver. They've got two good running backs. As long as the offensive tackles hold up on the offensive line, they're good to go. By the way, the offensive line, which is much maligned here, I believe Pro Football Focus had them rated sixth last year. So the reality is the Washington football team's offensive line has played better than people give them credit for.
Now, they're in a little bit of flux because Moses leaves and they draft Cosme. So they're going to have to work him in, see how that experiment works out. But I mean, there's a reason you use that draft capital on Cosme. That dude's going to be playing sooner rather than later.
Then he talks about the defense. He says, defensively, they've got some bad boys up front in the front seven. Now they've added some players in the back end, too, right, with William Jackson. He says, this is how the article ends. Washington is for real. As much as people maybe don't want to admit that, guys like Lurch. Washington is for real. Here's what I want to throw out to the callers if they want to chime in. Just give me, you know, we don't even need that much of rationale.
For real.
Just give me the NFC East order. Riddick's got them the clear-cut favorite in the NFC East. I'll give you mine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, we already know one.
I'm going to go Washington. I'm going to go. I love what they've done. I'm going to go Washington 1, Dallas 2, Giants. I think this is pretty standard. Giants 3, Eagles 4. Mm-hmm. That's how I see the NFC East breaking down.
Now, that's probably where he would list it too.
Everybody's picking Dallas. I get it. Don't care. I'm going.
Well, not everybody.
I'm going Washington 1, Dallas 2, the Giants 3, the Eagles 4. 800-636-1067. Give me your scenario for how the NFC East plays out.
Did Riddick talk about the quarterback?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. In the article, they do. Yeah, they talked about how, here you go. He says, for Riddick, the addition of Fitzpatrick is a big reason why he thinks they'll repeat as division champs.
Yep.
He says a veteran should be able to give him competent quarterback play, not superstar, which is what I think we're saying, just top 15, 16 quarterback play.
Right. Okay.
And that's all they should need with that defense. And, you know, he mentions Antonio Gibson. I'm guessing the second running back he's talking about is McKissick.
Sure.
With his pass-catching chops out of the backfield.
Sure. What they did, bringing in Samuels, bringing in a legit slot receiver in Humphreys, drafting Dyami Brown. They've got speed all over the place.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of, we talked about this yesterday when Orlovsky said what he said, but there's a lot of off-season hype with Washington.
Because they've done a great job, I think, in the offseason. The only position where you could really look at them and say, you know, I don't love what they did is Fitz, but I think that was kind of the best that they could do. They tried to make a play for Stafford.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who else.
They
had
probably
to give up too much capital to move up in the draft. They obviously didn't love those guys enough to do that. So they did the next best thing. They got a stopgap, a guy that's been in the league for 15, 16 years and should be able to be, even if he's like 15th or 16th in the NFL, you know, which is average, it's going to be a huge upgrade over the quarterback play they got last year. Huge upgrade.
True. No doubt.
So I've got Washington first, Dallas second, the Giants third, and the Eagles dead last. I have no regard for that coach. Cakes for Sirianni, whatever
I have
is.
Washington football team one, Dallas two. I have Philly three. I just think the Giants are going to implode this year. Even though they added Galladay, Barkley's health is still a major question mark as to whether he can make it through this campaign. Their defense still needs some work. Look, I think Philly and New York are both going to be bad. I just think somehow New York's going to be worse. So I have them in the basement of
Jason,
the NFC East.
Give me the NFC East order.
I've got Dallas.
All right.
New York.
Oh, this is different.
He hates
Washington, Philly.
He has no regard for Fitz. He thinks Fitz.
He thinks Fitz.
No. He thinks Fitz is poop. Don't let him tell you anything otherwise.
I think they're going to win eight games because Fitz is going to be wildly inconsistent.
He's team drab when it comes to Fitz.
Yeah.
They're sharing the same brain here, pretty much.
Drabby, give me your NFC East order.
Well, first off, I'll say it. Fitz is poop.
Right. He's not poop. hadn't played like poop in the last 2 years.
Well, hold on. Let's not gloss over the fact that, I guess, does Jason have the Giants as like almost a wild card team?
He loves
Saquon.
He had Washington with eight wins. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I
that means the Giants have to have
like 9 or 10.
Well,
yeah,
they could finish. They could finish. No, that's not true. They could finish with 8 wins and just win a tiebreaker and finish higher. I don't think the Giants are a playoff team. No.
He thinks the NFC East is poop, and that's
Look,
fine.
Dak Prescott's been the starter. Hold on. Dak Prescott's been the starting quarterback for Dallas. I'm going to take last year out because he gets hurt in week 5. So those first 4 years. He's won the division twice. Mm-hmm. He's had double-digit wins twice.
What is he coming back from?
And they've had poo defense.
Is he coming back from a compound fracture too, like Tiger? What was his ankle? It was all banged up. It was twisted the wrong way.
Okay. He'll be fine.
By the way, Fitz in his last 16 games, passer rating of 93.3.
Thank you.
With 4,200 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 13 picks.
Right.
That's last 16 games.
Look, I'm going to vomit if you guys throw that last 16 game stat at me one more time.
Yeah, but that's different than any 16 game stretch. Your most recent 16 games, I think, has some validity to it. You could bring up Trubisky, you know,
Why can't you take a step back? Why can't Fitz take a step back in his next 16 games?
Oh, he could.
Is he going to have better numbers in his next 16 just because he had decent numbers?
He could potentially take a step forward.
Because he's got amazing weapons.
Okay.
Listen, I will admit this. I used the same logic when they acquired Alex Smith. Because Alex Smith had one of his most prolific years right before he came here. Remember, he was throwing deep balls all over the place?
Yeah.
And then he came here and he was dinking and dunking and it was awful. Yeah. So that could happen.
They were 6-3.
I will guarantee you. That doesn't happen. He turns into Alex Smith version 2.0?
Not with the dinking and dunking.
No way.
No, of course. Not with the dinking and dunking. That's not my point. But he could come here and just regress and not be like he was in his previous 16 games. That certainly could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, if you were a betting man, you'd bet against me because my sports predictions have been all over the place lately.
Okay.
But I am putting a lot of stock in the fact that over the last 16 games, Ryan Fitzpatrick has played very well. All right, Valdez, I know you're pro Washington football team. You probably agree with Lewis Riddick.
I've been on the Washington football team bandwagon before every single expert. So I will have Washington number one.
Yeah.
I have the Giants number two.
Right.
Dallas three. And I think like everyone else except for Cakes, Philly number four.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Philly just has that huge quarterback question.
Where did Drabby
and
go again?
And a new coach.
Did you do yours again? Did you?
I haven't done mine.
Okay, yeah. Give us yours.
I'm going back and forth. I also think the Giants are going to be a lot better than people think. But for now, I'll put Dallas 1, Giants 2, Washington 3, Eagles 4.
Wow.
Actually kind of intrigued. I forget who it was. Maybe at Elliott Shores Park. Who came on? Who said the Eagles are going to be 11-5 or something?
Okay,
or 11-6.
Local homer.
I know, but he gave all these reasons, and right. I got kind of sized.
Right. Okay.
But the Giants, people disrespecting the Giants. I know because Daniel Jones is very questionable, but they had a really good offseason. They're loaded at wide receiver. They have a great secondary now. They almost won the division last year. The same spot as Washington.
And they always play Washington well.
They'll have an easier schedule.
I think they're right there with Dallas.
Right.
Now,
all right. That's why I think they're going to finish higher.
So there you go. You got six of us there. Four of us are fairly, three of us are fairly bullish. We only have five of us here, right? Because JP's not here.
Yep.
Three of us are fairly bullish on Washington. Two, clearly not. All right, let's bounce some of these calls. I want to hear your NFC East order of finish. 800-636-1067. Let's go to James in Manassas. James, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, how are you guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. Yeah.
What's up?
I'm really bullish on Washington, too. I think it's Washington 1, Dallas 2, the Giants 3, and then the Eagles 4. Washington will win the game by at least the division by 3 games if Heinicke starts. If Fitzpatrick starts, we might win by 1 game.
You want Heinicke to start.
Some Heinicke buzz.
If J.P. Finley is accurate, and I believe him, that Fitz has taken all the 1 snaps in the OTAs and the minicamps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Heinicke's not starting. It's not a thing.
No, we're trying to tell people that. They just don't listen.
They don't want to listen.
They're not listening.
They're not listening.
Even though Ron's saying that he learned last year that he has to let it play out and he can't predetermine it and all that, it's all BS. So I'll just coach speak. Ryan Fitzpatrick, barring injury, will be under center in week 1.
They can't get him diving to the pylon in the playoff game out of their brains.
Yeah. Hey,
they're
listen,
I love
it.
By that.
I love Taylor Heinicke.
I love that play. It's a great play.
Why like him? I actually think he could be successful if given an opportunity. But I'm not going to roll the dice with a kid who's played, like, what, 5 times? I mean, how many games has the guy got under?
Very small sample size for him.
This team is loaded right now. We got a lot of talent here. I want the proven veteran. The guy's been around for 15, 16 years. You know what you're going to get. I want him leading this team.
What would your prediction be if you knew Heinicke would be the starter? What would your prediction be?
We'd probably go down a couple just because he's so inexperienced.
Yeah.
He's so inexperienced.
If you want to weigh in, the number is 800-636-1067. It's the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Give us your NFC East order next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
give us your NFC East predicted order of finish 1-4 on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. We have gone around the horn with our picks. We've gotten a few listener picks. We can go back to the phones, see where they think Washington football team will finish. Do you think they'll finish at the top of the NFC East like Lewis Riddick does, like E. Bizzle does, like I do? Or do you think that they're more middle of the pack, kind of like drab t-shirt and one Jason Bishop?
No, Lurch has got him third.
Yeah. I got him third. Yeah.
He got him third. He thinks they're poop. He thinks they're poop.
No, if you're
he thinks
nine,
Ryan Fitzpatrick's terrible.
No, you're
terrible.
Not poop if you're 8-9. You're poop if you're 4-13.
Yeah.
What would make you change your prediction? Could they do anything between now and the start of the season to change your prediction?
Yeah, trade for Aaron Rodgers.
So if they had a better quarterback, you would give them more than 8 wins.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. It's hard for me.
Man, if they trade for Aaron Rodgers, my 12 wins.
Oh, we might go undefeated.
Good.
Well, we might go like 15-2.
It's not going
to
happen.
I got to get adjusted to this whole 17-game schedule thing.
It's kind of bizarre.
Sounds so weird.
How does it affect fantasy leagues? Huge question marks. I mean, just so many question marks there.
All right, let's go. I think we still have Daryl, right, in Woodbridge on line 3. Daryl, what's up, buddy? You're going with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, buddy. What's up?
I got the Giants winning the division, Washington coming in second, Cowboys third. Obviously, Eagles are taking the bottom of the basement. But the Giants have made most improvements, plus they're getting Saquon back, and they get the free safety that they drafted last year that didn't play a game. Washington, I don't – like, Curtis Samuels is good, but you overpaid for a slot receiver. That's not bring that. He's a weapon, but it's not taking you over the top.
He's a guy that can play he can play all over the formation.
I think
he's not just a slot receiver.
I think they're going to play him everywhere, buddy. You disagree? He hung up?
He's gone.
Yeah. And here's the thing with Saquon. I keep saying it. Saquon is a superstar talent-wise, and he's had incredible games, but he's also a guy that sometimes will give you, 17 carries for 29 yards. Sometimes, he's kind of, to me, he's an all-or-nothing guy. Yeah. He has a big day, or he's just not a big part of it. He's kind of up and down, for my taste. For his ability, I think he's got Hall of Fame ability. And then as Cakes mentioned, I mean, what, he played 2 games last year? Now, is he just coming off a torn ACL, which is a pretty routine injury these days? They can rehab these, but it typically takes, other than Adrian Peterson, typically takes 2 years to get that full burst back.
Right. I want to look at his splits against the Washington football team.
I know we've had at least one game where we throttled him.
But he's had at least
had some big games.
Monster games.
But I know we had at least one game because it was in that triumvirate of backs where we like Zeke, Saquon, and one other guy, we held them all like
maybe
under 50.
McCaffrey.
Maybe, yeah. It might have been McCaffrey.
But you can't disregard the additions that other teams have made.
I'm just not even paying attention to them.
I know. That's why you disregard. You don't pay attention. So
yeah, well, I just know what we've done.
Kenny Galladay is legit.
I like Kenny Galladay. He's a big, strong guy, but
Saquon has faced Washington 3 times in his career, and his yards per game is 132.3.
Yeah, but go through them. They're 2 big games and 1 dud, right?
Look, he emphasizes the dud,
right.
And he disregards the 2 huge, not just big games, monster games.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the individual
game
logs.
You have to look at the
game logs. Yeah.
Because I know we had him under 50 1 game.
Right. Which means he went massive.
I think he had a 190 in one of them.
Yeah, he may have.
Yeah, okay, so he had a long run. The guy goes, he'll have 8
long
one-yard
run.
Runs. And
what,
then
he have 140-yard run?
Then he'll have 180-yard run.
It
I
doesn't
know
matter.
His game.
He scores. He scores.
I know his
on long
game.
Runs, and that's what it's all about. If a Redskin was, or if a WFT player was doing that, he would emphasize, he'd go, yeah, we had 190 yards.
Yeah, well, whatever. All right, let's go to Frank, line 2, Gainesville. Frank, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Frank.
Give us your order.
Okay. I have Dallas going first, Eagles second, Washington third, and Giants fourth.
So you're unimpressed.
yeah, I feel like Dallas is definitely going to bounce back this year with Dak Prescott coming back, and I just feel like all the momentum is definitely going to come with them. And I think a lot of people are underestimating the Eagles and the little improvements they made this offseason. Plus, Jalen Hurts is still a very unknown player, and he could blossom his second year fully starting into the offense. And the defense is still a threat. They got Fletcher Cox on the defensive line and plenty of other guys that can get to the quarterback pretty well. And I think this is the year that they're going to, you know, bounce back and surprise a lot of people. As for Washington, it's definitely going to be close between them and the Eagles. I honestly see them like one game apart at the very end. But I'm just not really that confident in Fitzpatrick or Tyler Heinicke. But I definitely think that they're solid players, but I'm not sure if they're going to be enough to take them over the top for the entire season. And the Giants, I just never believe in the Giants. Every year we say the same thing, that this is going to be their year, this is going to be their year, but something always happens, and they kind of just implode around in the beginning or middle of the season, and then they just go away.
Frank, are you an Eagles fan?
My brother's an Eagles fan.
So what are you?
I'm a Falcons fan.
You're a Falcons fan? How do you become a Falcons fan? From like the Michael Vick days?
Yeah, from Michael Vick days and still on to today.
Gotcha. All right, thank you, Frank. Appreciate it,
all right,
buddy.
Here are your Saquon games against Washington football team in his career. In 2018, in the first matchup, he was held to 38 yards on 13 carries. Mm-hmm. And then in the second game, the second matchup, he just went nuclear. 14 carries, 170 yards, and he scored a touchdown. In 2019, he only faced Washington football team once. He had 189 rushing yards and a touchdown. Oh, and he also chipped in 4 receptions for 90 and another touchdown.
Yeah. That's right.
But Bickle doesn't look at that. He just looks at the one game they held before.
So 2-3 matchups in his career.
Okay, that's fair. But one dud, two great games. Look, two out of three great. But look at his game log. The guy's up and down. He just is. I'd say
you'd take
at
it.
Least. No, I think he's a great talent. But I think like a third. I would say on average a third of his games are less than impressive. You could say that about.
You could
a lot
say that
of
about anybody.
Okay.
You could say, it's not like every maybe besides Derrick Henry. Give me a running back that goes out there and just gets you 110 every game.
He is kind of feast or famine, but when he hits big. Yeah. He goes for like 27 for 142 like he did against Tampa a few years ago. The numbers I gave you against Washington. He's an explosive guy. You just have to hope you get him on one of those weeks where it's, you know, 14 carries for 30 yards.
All right, let's go to line four. Let's go to Jerry in Newburg. Jerry, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, man.
So I'm a typical victim or patient of the Ashburn syndrome. I'm always trying to sell the football team to my friends.
Okay.
That being said, I think this is the best team I've seen us field. However, I think the Cowboys take the one seed. We're number two in the wild card, Giants and Eagles, because nobody else is facing multiple Hall of Fame quarterbacks this year.
Gotcha. All right, so you have Dallas 1, Washington. What's been the most impressive thing for you in the offseason for Washington?
The fact that last year I was looking at, man, I hope Kelvin Harmon can be the number two receiver for us and do well. And now it's, man, I hope Kelvin Harmon can make the cut.
Right.
Yeah.
They've upgraded significantly at wideout. Significantly.
They have.
I mean,
three pretty big additions.
Who was it? Was it Orlovsky that said they might have the fastest team in the league?
Yeah.
Think
yeah,
about that.
Yep.
I can't remember us ever having that kind of team speed.
He said Samuel, McLaurin, Gibson, and one other guy have gas. They've got
Brown.
The gas.
He was Brown. He's
Deami,
Brown.
Deami
Brown. Brown. That's something I took umbrage with.
Why? You did? Why?
Because you feel like the Ravens are that fast?
No. I meant all this Brown hype.
Oh, right. I'm a little bit with you on that. If you watch Brown's clips from
I can see
Carolina,
why people are excited, but he's in the conversation with Logan and McLaurin and Curtis Samuel.
I see it's Logan. See, he mentioned
like, I just,
Logan.
Like, I don't get it. He doesn't have that much NFL equity.
Right.
And then,
well, the other thing is he ran basically one route in college.
Yeah, so he ran vertical go routes, which
right.
Which are
well, made that's what he's there.
I know, but it's not. That's not the NFL.
Yeah.
It's not the NFL. You're going to have to be more than a one-trick pony. So we'll see. Let's go to
you know
Tennessee.
We'll see. You know who else has slept on as a third round pick? Terry McLaurin.
True. Very true. Let's go to Ted in Orange, line one. Ted, what's up, buddy? 800-636-1067. Give us your order of finish in the NFC East. We've had two national media guys very, very high, seemingly out of nowhere. On when was the last time Washington's gotten this amount of hype? I can't remember. Maybe 2013. I don't know.
Hey,
Ted,
I'm here.
Ted, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, man, I'm here. I watch y'all every day.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
What's up, man?
I'm a true Washington fan, but I hate to say it. I think the Cowboys will win the division because they have the best quarterback.
Okay.
And they probably have the best offensive line, even though they got hurt last year. And I'm scared of our offensive line. We're young. We only have, our center still. The center we had, they're working different people in. We have good playmakers. But I will pick Dallas to win probably 10-7. Mm-hmm. And I would say it'll be between the Giants and the Redskins to get a wild card. And they'll probably be right there fighting 9-8. And it'll come down to a tiebreaker.
You know what?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
I'll take the wild card, Cakes.
Sure you would.
I'll take it. Of course you would.
Take any playoff appearance.
I'll take it.
Are you kidding me? Of course you would take the wild card.
By the way, the Giants in the last 22 games against Washington are 15-7.
Ooh, need to reverse that.
And they've had some bad teams. Now, I know Washington's had some bad teams, but the Giants had some bad teams.
All right, let's go.
So with the Giants, everything comes down to obviously the health of Saquon, but Daniel Jones, right? Remember in his first year, in his rookie year, everyone was high on him because he had a good year. Now, I know he fumbled a bunch of cakes. I know you like to throw that out there.
Well,
but he did play pretty well.
Package.
He did play pretty well. He threw 25 touchdowns and 13 picks.
Right. And they've surrounded him with weapons at this point. There are no more excuses.
They bring in Galladay.
They draft Kadarius Toney.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got guys for him to throw the ball to now.
He threw 25 touchdowns and 13 picks.
I thought it was 25.
That sounds eerily similar to
sounds a lot like Fitz's last 16 games.
Yeah, but it was his rookie year. I mean, he's building on that.
Right. Well, we got a guy here who's
and last year, obviously, Jones had injuries, and it was just a disaster. But even with a bad team and all those injuries, they still swept Washington.
All right, let's go to Steve in Alexandria. Steve, what's up? You're on with the Junkies. Line 5, sorry, Beldies. Steve, what's up, bud?
What's up, boys?
Hey,
what's up?
Give us your order.
I would say Washington, Dallas, New York, and Philly.
Nice.
Washington, because they made all the improvements. I mean, it's just night and day. Not to mention they even improved the back end of the defense.
Right.
And I'm sorry, Dallas, I'm not buying them because when they even had Dak last year, they were 1-3. And the one win they had was a fluke that Atlanta, gave away.
Right. He was throwing for 400 yards a game, and they were still losing.
Yeah. And I know they focus on the defense in the draft, but I don't think you can just remake that in one off season. They're still going to have issues
Giants
defensively.
The Giants' defense last year was a train wreck. They've made improvements, yeah, just like anybody else, but Daniel Jones, come on. I mean, he's not it. There's just no way. And Saquon coming off of ACL, I love Saquon. He's a great talent out of Penn State. I followed him a lot.
Yeah.
But coming off of ACL, I mean, it's like EB said, it's a 2-year recovery.
Yeah.
I mean,
it typically
is. What happened to RG3? You know, RG3 was a quarterback. He didn't have to run like Saquon does in between the tackles. He just had to throw the ball. He could barely still stand on it. So don't give me that Saquon is the, end-all, be-all. It's just, he needs time to still heal and take hits. And the Eagles, I mean, they're a train wreck. Let's be honest. The head coach stuttered at their dudes conference. Didn't sound like a professional whatsoever. So Washington, it's just, like Lewis said, look at the talent, and talent, trumps everything. And Washington has the best talent.
Steve, you just admit this, though? And I love what you're saying. Are you a diehard homer, though? Are you predicting this every year?
No.
Steven is my name.
I'm a fan. I love the team. I've grown up with the team, but I'm also a realist.
He seems somewhat rational.
He seems rational.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get a feel for it. All right. All right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it, buddy. Love the analysis. So there is some hype here.
It appears that there is hype, yes.
We have some national hype, and we have some local believers.
Definitely local hype.
Now, listen, there used to be a time here where everybody locally would pick Washington
right.
to win the NFC East, to go deep in the playoffs. But we haven't had that kind of offseason or haven't had that kind of hope in years.
Right.
It's different. I just sense something different this year.
Well, let me just tell you something about fans. They don't know what they're talking about.
All right. Nobody All right. knows until they do it.
Well, for him to say the Giants were a complete train wreck on defense, that's just false. Just look at the numbers. They weren't a train wreck. They didn't finish last. They finished top 10 in yards allowed and in points allowed. Mm-hmm. Is that a train wreck?
Mm-hmm.
Not as bad.
Dallas is a train wreck on defense. I'd
Correct.
Say. Yeah.
But he said the Giants were a train wreck. That's incorrect.
Yeah. All right. Stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems. Call the five-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines and everything in between, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician can handle any and all of your plumbing needs. Call Crop Metcalf today at 1-800-GO-CROP to save $50 off your next plumbing service or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're just an hour away from the debut of a new segment. QB quarter of coming up at 8:45. The producers put their brains together in a Zing session, in the Zing incubator.
Do you think JP would approve of that alliteration?
Oh, yeah.
He would love that. He lives for that.
Yeah, he's going to want this segment so bad.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He lives for it.
Yeah, anytime there's alliteration, that's one of JP's top seeds.
Two things in the world JP loves most, alliteration and quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so we had a weird, was it an email or weird direct message, whatever it was, about 3 weeks or so ago. And we ended up putting the guy on the air, if you remember. We had a guy who just loves the show, and he offered Drab, remember this,
yeah, Steve.
That he would give him $10,000, he'd deposit it into his FanDuel account,
mm-hmm.
if he would just bet for him to support the show because he didn't have time to dick around, but he's got some extra money. You know, the guy like shoots commercials or whatever. He's mm-hmm. some sort of director, and he loves the show, and he was serious. He just wanted to have a little sweat. But he didn't have time to do all the research. He knows that Drabby likes, I think he was a little bit intrigued because we always break Drabby's balls about all these long shots he's trying to hit. Mm-hmm. And he said, how about I give you $10,000 and we'll just split the profits.
Right, he was giving the big unit $10,000.
Yeah, he's going to give you $10,000. And then we were like, is this really going to happen? Drabby, give us a little update.
And by the way, they were going to split the profits.
Split the profits, right. And if you lose, no big deal.
I don't know how that was. What were the profits? Is that after a year? Is that after 6 months?
I don't know. Whenever he wants, I suppose.
It said, I'll give you $10,000 to gamble for 1 year. If you lose it, no worries.
Right. Has anybody ever been gifted this kind of thing?
Anything like this, ever.
Right.
Well, the update is, the money is in the account.
You're kidding me.
I'm staring at it right now.
Beautiful. He's got $10,000 in his family.
Hold on, did it just
right
get
now.
Deposited yesterday? Or have you had it for a while?
No, I've had it for like a day or two.
Do you know how horny I would be if I
can
looked at
it? Can you take a screenshot of it and just send it to me?
Open my FanDuel account, which
you know
has knobs in it.
Tweet out your account. And just say Steve came up big. Whatever. You don't have to if you don't want.
Oh, no, I will. You think I'm not going to brag about this $10,000?
So,
well, you're definitely going to take a shot at a couple players at the U.S. Open.
Well, he definitely said he's going to throw cash on Valdez's pick.
Wilco Niehnauber.
Niehnauber. The guy who finished 14th at his first event. The guy that hit, that's got like 200 mile an hour swing speed.
What are his odds? A million to one?
I think he told me, Drab told me, if you put $20 on him, the return would be $5,800.
Oh my God.
Right up Drab's alley.
Yeah, it's a perfect bet for Drab.
It would be the greatest pick in the history of the show. And here's the thing, to give Valdez some credit, he's not just picking a long shot. He's picking a long shot who finished 14th in his debut, who is arguably every bit as long as Bryson.
He's going to blow it past Bryson. Just watch.
Right.
If I do a one and done and put $10,000 on Wilco Knee Neighbor.
No, you can't do that.
He'll pay out $2.9
million. Sorry, you're not doing that.
I mean, your sugar daddy would be very upset.
You know how bitter
that.
He would be if
He'd
you
be
told,
so bitter, yeah,
if told him you put $10,000 on Knee Knobber.
He wants it to be a slow burn.
Of course he does. Yeah.
But so here, how much are you putting on Knee Knobber?
I think
$20.
I actually, Drabby, I think you should do $20 on him for the full tournament and $20 on a first round leader.
Definitely.
100%. I mean, you got $10,000. What do you care? Now, listen. No, but now, do you feel that sense? Because I know I'd feel this way if I was like a financial manager or whatever. Mm-hmm. That like it's someone else's money, so you don't want. Or do you feel like it's someone else's money, so I don't care?
Nah, the former for sure.
Yeah. I think you have to feel like a protector of the money. You have to grow it.
Drabs like a fiduciary.
He is, yeah.
You also want to show that you have some acumen, that you're not just going to light his money on fire.
Well, I want to do some safe play, stuff that will keep the money around longer.
Yeah.
But I also like, you know, putting $25 down on a massive parlay and hoping for that $40,000 payout.
So are you also going to bet on some massive fades just to kind of build it up a little bit?
Maybe.
Are you going
to do like six game parlays every day on the down low, like $10?
Couldn't I just do these FanDuel Boost all the time?
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Sure. No, I don't know that you can. I think it's like first-time users sometimes, right?
No, they have Boost day on there.
No, the Boost you can do anytime.
Right, but there's probably a cap on it.
Yeah, there are. But you take advantage of those.
Most of them are $50 caps.
But here's what I would tell you not to do. Don't do six-game parlays every day. That's the easiest way to turn your 10 grand into no grand.
Well, if you're going to do that, don't put 25 on it.
Right,
small plays.
Now I got to go find a matchup lock for the U.S. Open for Drabby.
But here's the great thing. You don't have to, like, swarm me, but for you guys, I'll take all your bets.
Oh, you're now the book.
No, I'm not going to. Sorry.
No, he's going to place the wager.
If you got a tingle, tell me. I'll put it in.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
like, don't abuse it, but if something is leaping out at the page.
Oh, we have a resource now. I love it. I love this.
Justin.
Have your rationale ready for Drabby.
Yeah.
By the way, the biggest shocker of all this is that after his segment last week, a couple weeks ago, Steve said, I don't think I want to be on the air anymore. In fact, you don't ever have to mention me ever again.
He gave you $10,000 and wanted no attention dollars in return.
Zero attention
dollars.
This is
shocking.
Because JP's whole bit was it was attention dollars, and I argued with that, and I still to this day don't believe it was, because nobody wants attention dollars and be anonymous. We only use, like, his first name. Nobody knows who he is.
We have to use the name Steve because, I mean, no one's going to know who you are from that. Yeah, right. But after this.
So that's not even his name?
No, it is.
Oh, but nobody knows Steve.
10 million Steves in this.
Why don't we call him Ben? Like benefactor.
I like it. I don't hate it.
Big Bucks Ben.
Yeah. He's your sugar daddy.
It's the wildest thing that's ever happened.
Right?
I mean, I have free reign here to make some money and make mistakes.
And you guys are just going to chop the profits.
Do you know who's won? I believe he's won twice on tour this year, and he's plus 7,000 this week. Hasn't Jason Kokrak won twice this year?
Yes,
he won at Shadow Creek, and then he also
won two weeks ago.
He's plus 7,000.
So, Drab, this is the greatest free roll ever. You get to chop the profits, and if you lose all the money, you're not on the hook for anything. It's brilliant.
It's unbelievable.
You know what? Everyone find a silly long shot to give Drabby.
Right.
Put 20 bucks on it.
I think that you should be doing like little 3, 4, 5, 6 game parlays every day. Just little ones. You know what I mean? Like whatever we do. What are we doing? $6? I don't even know what we do.
Six game parlays that never hit.
Yeah, they're like,
that's what we do.
We do 6 game parlays for how much money?
$1 each.
$1 each.
Yeah. $6.
You should be doing those every day.
Well, you should just fade. Definitely fade our plays.
Well, fade ours, of course, but do your own.
I mean, this is a full-time job.
This is a full-time job. I mean, has anybody ever been gifted $10,000 to play, like a gambler?
I don't know. Hey, do you remember when we always, when we did that Always Bet Against Cakes, and we had Cakes grinding over games?
Do you want Cakes to start giving out some losers again?
We got to start, you know, Cakes grinding over the sheets.
So grind the sheets and then just fade me.
Exactly. Yes.
Perfect.
But although, it only, although it didn't Cakes remember, hit last Cakes got night. So bitter.
I did. I remember.
No, no,
that.
I couldn't care less.
Maybe Cakes
I
had an outright winner last night.
Now I don't care. If, especially if we're profit, well, Drab is profiting off.
Right. How much did Eric, when you were doing that on like Bodog, you yeah. ran it up to like.
Well,
a
I was
G.
betting like, oh yeah. I was up over 15 hunch, and I think I was betting like $20 a game. And I started with like $20 and it ran up to 15 hunch. And then Cakes hit a couple. So then I started to waver off of it.
Yeah.
And then I busted the account. I busted the account going on my own picks. But when Cakes, when I simply faded Cakes, we had the Always Bet Against Cakes website up mm-hmm. and everything.
Yeah.
And we had the entire town mocking him. I ran it up to 1,500.
Hey, now I can just take my Tingle plays and give him the Drab t-shirt. And he just fade him.
Yeah.
I got to.
This will make every weekend or every night actually just more interesting for you because you're going to have multiple wagers going.
We also got to figure out a like a Twitter account.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you want to make them public so people can follow?
Yeah. Drabby's so, plays or something.
Yeah. We'll just put it on your account. What do you care?
Just, well, here, you here's why I'm brilliant.
Yeah.
I told Steve the benefactor, please don't give me $10,000.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, first of all, I don't want to put that in my bank. I don't want them tracking me.
Right. Yeah.
You create the account and give me the password.
Oh, did he? And so that's what he did?
Yeah.
Did and he, that also, he can also lock you out. Like, if you just start losing,
sure.
he can just
okay
lock you out.
I'm okay with
did
that.
Did he also give you, like, $9,999, if you know what I'm saying, instead of, like, $10,000?
Well, it's his money. It's his account.
It's his account.
Oh. Okay. That, someone, yeah, Cakes, don't worry
someone
about it.
Did Cakes tell me is that. Doing an IRS bit.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, of course I am. Of course I am.
I'm so jealous.
Even though, you know what? You would never get off.
Yeah.
Of
are you
it.
So I mean, jealous,
yeah.
Jason?
But are you there, bitter? There is going to be added, but there is added pressure because it's one thing if it's your own account and it's your own money.
And you felt only, it.
I think yeah. there's zero yeah. pressure. There's no pressure whatsoever. Right.
No, I think he's going to feel pressure to win for the guy.
You don't want to be a loser. You're going to tell the guy at the end of the year that you lost $6,000.
Yeah,
I mean, that's embarrassing.
I think there's going to be added
it's
pressure.
It's embarrassing, but again, it doesn't. It's nothing coming out of Drabby's pocket.
I know, but
I know, but he's going to feel bad if
money
he loses
isn't
it.
The end all be all, like dignity. I know this is. A, this
I would
is,
take money over dignity.
Yeah.
all day long.
Drabby, here's one. Why don't you play the San Francisco Giants on the run line plus 115?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're playing the D-backs, and the D-backs literally can't win. They blew a 7-0 lead last night. They've lost a million in a row. I mean, I can't believe they're going to beat the Giants in this game. Dee Sclafani going for the Giants. He just shut out the Nats.
What's the
that could be the first official play.
What about that? Who's playing for the Nats today? Because I know we got the Pirates,
who's
right?
Pitching?
The
last
Espino.
Yeah. Paolo Espino.
Well, I mean, come on.
He's on the bump. But they're the Pirates. They're terrible.
You might want to play the Pirates. Hold on a second.
Nats are minus 166 in that matchup.
I mean, why are they minus 170 with Paolo Espino on the hill?
Because the Pirates are god-awful.
I know. They've lost 9 straight.
Who's pitching for the Pirates?
DeJong.
Yeah.
Chase
DeJong.
I've at least heard of him.
Isn't he a golfer?
I've heard of DeGrom.
Yeah, you haven't heard of DeJong.
DeJong.
Isn't he a fatty golfer from South Africa?
Yes.
So, if you've got any free winners or some long shots,
he's going to get so many tweets.
Just tweet Drabby if you got a vibe, a tingle.
This should be sponsored, by the way.
Should definitely.
I don't know what the salespeople are doing.
We're going to work on that, maybe behind the scenes.
I'll move this over to any account.
Yes, yes, you will. As you should.
Yeah. We'll send this to FanDuel. I'm a FanDuel guy. We'll see if we can get them on board.
All right, anybody. We'll try to anybody's name on this.
Try to make it happen. So we'll keep people updated.
Well, it's
got to
be a FanDuel account because that's where the money is.
They can transfer it if it doesn't work out. Yeah.
Ready to start gambling. Tonight is the night, Drabby. I wish you luck with that $10,000 in your account. When we come back, we'll talk some NFL with Sam Monson. He's the lead NFL analyst for Pro Football Focus. That's next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.